is English. We are Indians are more more at ease with the English language than Chinese immigrants. Naturally, the kids born here and raised, a different story. But
and also, I must say about, I mean, even among the Indians, I don't know whether I'm saying it correctly, even the South Indians, okay, we are able to speak English much better than some of the North Indian compared, yeah.
And most of the people who go to this temple are South Indian,
most
right?
Most of them
South Indian. So we are really at ease with English. No problem at all, and sometimes the shopkeepers, you know, they may talk very slowly to us. Do you know this? You know, etc. So they know. We just say, okay, they are not used to us. So we just start to talk so rapidly. In fact, we talk really fast that, you know, they can't understand our English. So maybe because of the accent, but once they get to know that, you know, we are here. And we want to be like Americans, you know. We don't want to talk in our language, you know. So they are okay with us.
I mean, it's funny you mentioned that because I came here, went to school, got a job. Didn't plan on living here, but due to circumstances, wound up getting a job, living. So let me give it a shot, and the next thing you know, everything happened. And I remember this is a classic where one person said, "I've never met an Indian in my life." And you're the first Indian, and he wouldn't speak for a while, and then finally he spoke to me as a colleague to colleague. It was always, what does he know? It's funny, they're all, I became a chief financial officer of the company, so they were all working for me eventually, which says volumes about this country's giving an opportunity for people who contribute, recognize, and they move along in their career. So, he is one of my best friends now, really, Danny. For example, we want to do something for the family and we need some help, we'll call him and he will do anything.